On Verulam in the Morning, over the last several weeks now, we've been talking about things that you can do yourself to help save the planet. It's all part of the run-up to the big climate conference taking place in Glasgow and COP26. And joining us now is Judith Leary-Joyce. Judith is a resident of Bernard's Heath and has become a bit of an expert on insulating your house, haven't you, Judith?
Indeed.
Now, tell us, how did that happen?
We had a very cold conservatory. Well, beautiful in the summer, but very cold in the winter. And it seemed like an awful waste of space. So I have a husband who's always trying to maximise space. So he came up with this idea of building an extension on the footprint of the conservatory. And then opening through in the traditional open plan way. I didn't like that idea because I'm a cold body. And I'm also incredibly concerned about the environment and the climate. And I thought, if it's all open plan, it's going to cost a fortune in energy and I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. So the compromise was, well, we'll do it, but we'll do it eco. And
what does do it eco mean in that sort of context?
Well, it means we, from my point of view, it meant we had to make it really environmentally sound, in that it wasn't letting out all of the heat that we were generating to keep the place warm, because in an end of terrace Victorian house was built in 1901.
We've got a lot of those kind of houses in St Albans, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely. It's very leaky, and I'm sure lots of people listening will recognise that. It's because of the way it faces, it's quite dark. And it's been cold, and I could go out in the summertime and I'd be wearing a cashmere jumper and everybody else is in shorts and a T-shirt.
Well, I must say, I've got a similar kind of house myself, and we find that certain times of the year, it's actually warmer to stand outside than it is in our downstairs room, which is a bit of a worry.
That definitely was our house, for sure. So I didn't want to just build on another bit and open it out, so we were even colder. So then we started looking into how do you make a house environmentally sound. You hear a lot about passive houses, but we were never going to manage that because it's 1901 and no party walls, even nothing.
So we and a passive house is one that actually doesn't consume net any energy at all, isn't
right.
it, I think?
That's right.
But you've really got to build those from scratch, haven't you?
You've got to build from scratch all... I've discovered since that there's a measure called Enerfit, which is retrofitting a house. But really, that means going actually back to the bare bones if you want to get an accreditation. And we didn't want to do that. So we started off looking at how can we make it so that it whole. I've learned since we needed to make it airtight in order to keep in any heat that we produced, and my husband was very keen that we had an air source heat pump as well, which we do now have. So we started this, and to be honest, I mean, when I look back, I think we really hadn't worked it out at the beginning. We learned as we went along and recognised that actually you can't just insulate the new build bit at the back. We had to insulate through the house.
So now that's quite a big job, isn't it? If you've got an existing house, particularly if it's fairly old, certainly speaking personally, there's no cavity wall in our house, for example. That's a huge job, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is a job. When essentially you're looking at the external walls, so you need to insulate the external walls so that they're not letting the heat go out, and you need to look for where there's drafts going. So we removed one chimney breast, for example. And blocked the other one. We do use one chimney, but we blocked all of the others up so that you're not letting the drafts in. So it's partly insulation, then it's partly looking for the drafts and blocking all of those up. So for us, it was under the floors and the external walls. But what we didn't pay enough attention to at the time, and somebody did suggest it to us, was that we could have put insulation on the outside of the house. And it would have been a much simpler job, honestly. But we did. It sounded enormous and we didn't really understand enough. So I think if I was starting again now, I'd probably go for that.
And putting it on the outside is better because what?
Well, was just less disruption to the inside of your house, I think.
I guess so. I suppose if you've got to put insulation, it obviously makes the room slightly smaller, I suppose, as well. Plus, if you've got electrical sockets, radiators, all that sort of thing, they've all got to come off, haven't they?
Yeah. Okay. You have. So there's that to do. I mean, the thing about the disruption inside, there are different sorts of insulation. So we used a wood chip, again, an eco. So the other piece is, do you use materials that are friendly to the earth in order to keep your house warm, or do you do it, and the less expensive way is to do it with the traditional materials, but some of those eat from petroleum.
Right. So having done this, having insulated your house, sort of retrofit insulated it, how does it seem now?
It's really interesting. I mean, because I'm living in it, I can't quite tell, but I've one friend who comes in and she says every time it just feels different. There's a different sort of feel to it, which is very interesting. It definitely is warmer. I mean, my husband was saying this morning, actually, he was looking at the temperature from the thermostat, and we're at 21 degrees inside, and it was at the time it was 17 outside. Now, it never would have been like that before. It would have been 17 outside and 14 or 15 inside. So it's obviously held the heat from last night, and we did have a window open overnight. So that was really nice to see. When we went through the really cold bit in April, because we haven't had a winter yet, but we went through that horrible cold bit in April, if you remember, and we were very warm. We were very comfortable.
And tell us about the air source heat pump. Now, for people who don't know, it works a little bit like your refrigerator does. It takes heat out of the air, doesn't it, and pumps it into your house, as opposed to taking heat out of the inside of a refrigerator and pumping it out into your house, right?
Yes. So it does something. I don't understand it, but it's like a fridge backwards, I understand. So.
And do you use that to heat the whole house, your hot water? How does that work?
Everything. Yeah, we've got a backup immersion heater, and that has to heat the water up once a week to a much higher level than the heat pump will take it for hygiene reasons. But otherwise, the heat pump's doing it all.
Yeah. Okay, and that's worked out in terms of energy use and bills and so on. How have you seen a difference?
We can't really say yet, because we haven't had a full winter. So
right.
we worked in this. I lived in a building site all through last winter, frankly. So apart from this block in April, where it seemed to be reasonable, we've since had a bit of solar put on, as much as solar as we could have. So we haven't seen the full effect of everything yet.
And in terms of the work, is it anything that somebody can do it yourself, or do you need specialist contractors, regular builders? How did you go about that?
The under the floor bit, which I think makes a massive difference, actually, insulating under the floor, we did that ourselves. So you can definitely do that. We sort of put in like slings of a roofing material, I think it was, we used, and hung in. So there's a gap between the floor and the insulation, but then we had about 5 inches of insulation, 5 or 6 inches of insulation underneath the floorboards, and that really cuts out a lot of drafts. So that can definitely be done yourself. When you're doing the walls, if you do it with the eco stuff, we use Pavaflex, then the thing that needs to be done by a professional is lime plaster, because everything has to be breathable. Right. Otherwise, you can end up with condensation. If you're using the traditional building materials, then you can have an ordinary plasterer.
Right. And the exterior stuff, if you did do that, presumably that needs a specialist to install.
Yeah, and from I'm sure there must be eco specialists listening to this and thinking I'm getting it wrong. So I hope they'll shout.
Well, I think it's interesting to hear a personal experience of having done some of this. And does it make you feel good now about the when you have the heating on, you feel good about, well, you know, it's as efficient as it can be.
Yeah, I feel much better. And I've read stuff. I was actually reading yesterday an old Guardian article that said one-fifth of UK emissions is from leaky houses, and it's actually the equivalent of all the cars in the UK.
Yeah, it's incredible, so it's isn't it?
Phenomenal. So any little difference we can make to that, I feel it's a bit like our legacy. It's for my grandkids, because I am very bothered about what's happening, and I don't see the government and the big businesses doing nearly enough about it, and that feels very helpless. But when it comes to our house, we can do something, so it feels like I've got a bit of control. I can make a difference. And
okay, and if anybody wants to find out more about your experience and what you've done, you've written a blog post, haven't you, on Sustainable St Albans website?
Yes, I have. There's one from a couple of months ago where I just talked about the whole process, and there's one that's coming out that's specifically on insulation.
Okay, and that website is sustainablestalbans.org. Well, Judith, well done for doing your bit for the planet and also to keeping yourself warm in the winter, right?
Indeed, indeed. I shall feel very smug this winter, won't I?
Yes, you will. You can sit there warm and smug. That's Judith Leary-Joyce. Judith lives in the Bernard's Heath area and has been doing some amazing work on insulating their house. Thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure.
And you can see that blog post, as I say, on sustainablestalbans.org.